Good morning, fintech and banking colleagues. I'm bringing you an urgent infrastructure briefing today, and I need you to set aside your coffee and really focus for the next 10 minutes, because we're talking about a systemic risk that could bring down your production payment systems. Let me start with a number that should make every engineering director sit up: $345 trillion. That's the current global debt bubble, and it's not just an economist's abstraction. This debt architecture has created a hidden dependency chain running straight through your BaaS partnerships into your production payment rails. If you're running critical fintech infrastructure on a single sponsor bank relationship right now, you're essentially running production with a single point of failure in a deteriorating macro environment. Let's talk about why that matters and what you need to do about it this week. Let me walk you through the technical risk chain that most engineering teams haven't fully mapped. Your BaaS partners, the banks that power your embedded banking infrastructure, whether that's Evolve Bank, Sutton Bank, Cross River, or similar institutions, they hold approximately $4.6 trillion in government securities. Now, here's the critical detail. Those treasury holdings represent 20 to 30% of their total asset base. When we talk about sovereign debt stress, which we saw a preview of during the regional banking crisis in March 2023, these treasury holdings lose value rapidly. For a commercial bank, that immediately triggers capital constraints. Now let me translate what capital constraints mean for your engineering stack in very practical terms. First, you'll see API downtime and degraded service. When a bank faces liquidity pressure, they prioritize their core traditional banking operations over BaaS partner programs. Your payment processing suddenly becomes secondary. Second, you could face forced program shutdowns entirely. Banks may terminate fintech partnerships with minimal notice to preserve their capital ratios, which means you're looking at emergency migration of potentially hundreds of thousands of customer accounts. Third, even short of shutdown, you'll see margin calls and fee increases. Banks pass through their funding costs directly to partners, and we're talking about program fee increases of 10 to 20% with as little as 30 days' notice. So the engineering implication is stark and simple. Your payment infrastructure is only as resilient as your sponsor bank's treasury portfolio. This isn't a compliance issue or a business development concern. This is a production systems architecture problem that needs engineering solutions. Let me walk you through the technical architecture response we're seeing from leading fintech engineering teams. The solution is not to abandon BaaS. That infrastructure is too valuable and too efficient. Instead, we need to architect for partner failures as a core design constraint, treating bank partners like distributed system nodes, where node failures are expected and planned for. Let me walk you through the standard operating procedure that's emerging as industry best practice. First, diversify sponsor relationships to three or more active partners. Notice I said active, not just backup contracts sitting in a drawer. This means maintaining production integrations with at least three BaaS providers, with actual traffic distribution across all of them. Yes, this requires building abstraction layers that normalize the API differences across Evolve, Sutton, Cross River, and emerging providers. That's engineering overhead, but it's infrastructure insurance. Second, build sponsor bank health monitoring into your operational dashboards. You need instrumentation tracking key metrics for each partner. This includes capital adequacy ratios, specifically looking for tier 1 capital above 8%. Track treasury securities as a percentage of assets. Monitor uninsured deposit ratios, which can signal funding vulnerability. For publicly traded sponsors, add stock price volatility tracking. When regulatory exam ratings are disclosed publicly, add those to your monitoring. This should be right alongside your standard service health metrics, because bank financial health is now a technical dependency. Third, implement hot failover capabilities. This means designing your API integrations for rapid partner switching under stress conditions. Abstract bank-specific endpoints behind internal APIs, so your application layer doesn't directly depend on any single provider's implementation details. Maintain synchronized account mapping across all providers, so you know where every customer account exists and can execute migrations. Test failover quarterly with production-like loads, not just a few test transactions. Document detailed runbooks for emergency migration targeting a cutover window of less than 48 hours. Fourth, architect payment rails independence for your most critical flows. Establish a tiered processing strategy. Your primary path remains your standard BaaS partner ACH and wire processing. Your secondary path should be direct card network relationships with Visa and MasterCard where applicable. Your tertiary path explores alternative rails like RTP, FedNow, or even blockchain settlement for specific use cases. The goal is ensuring that if your primary BaaS relationship degrades, you have operational payment processing paths that don't depend on that same institution. Now, let's be honest about the cost. This multi-partner architecture adds significant API integration complexity and increases operational overhead by 15 to 25%. But here's the business case. Your platform remains operational when regional banking stress hits specific partners, which means you retain customers and revenue while competitors experience outages. We saw this exact scenario play out in March 2023. The companies with these architectures in place maintained operations, while those dependent on single partners faced customer attrition and support costs that exceeded the insurance premium by 10 to 20 times. Now, let's talk about credit products, because the economics have fundamentally shifted. Rising government borrowing costs directly compress fintech lending margins. And if you're working on embedded lending products, BNPL, working capital, invoice financing, this requires immediate attention. Let me show you the margin compression we're experiencing. 10-year Treasury rates are running at 4 to 5% today, compared to 1.5% back in 2021. That shift changes everything. Traditional fintech lending APRs typically run 15 to 30%. Your new baseline funding costs, which is Treasury rate plus your credit spread, now runs 6 to 8%. Add regulatory capital requirements of 2 to 3%. Add default reserves of 3 to 5%. When you run these numbers, net margins that used to be 8 to 12% have compressed down to potentially 1 to 4%. For payment engineers working on credit APIs, here's your immediate stress testing protocol. Model your credit products at current treasury rates plus 200 basis points, so you're testing at a 6 to 7% baseline cost of capital. Then model again at plus 400 basis points, that's 8 to 9% baseline, to simulate severe stress conditions. Calculate break-even volumes at these compressed margins. Identify which customer segments remain profitable and which don't. This analysis needs to happen this month, not next quarter. Based on this analysis, we're seeing necessary product development pivots across the industry. Data-driven underwriting has shifted from nice to have to mandatory. Generic credit models simply cannot support these thin margins. You need proprietary transaction data, the kind that Toast has on restaurant performance or Shopify has on merchant sales patterns. That data enables superior risk pricing that maintains your margins. Vertical integration is becoming the sustainability threshold. Generic horizontal lenders offering personal loans or undifferentiated BNPL are facing margin extinction. Vertical-specific products like healthcare financing or B2B supplier credit maintain differentiation that supports pricing power. And increasingly, we're seeing a shift from pure lending models to payment plus lending bundles. Transaction-based revenue from payment processing fees needs to supplement and offset compressed interest income margins. If you're building credit APIs, instrument granular cohort tracking and margin analytics now. The next 12 to 18 months will definitively separate viable lending models from those requiring pivot or shutdown. Let me address a risk factor that often gets overlooked: bank settlement failures during liquidity crises. When banks face funding stress, ACH and wire systems can experience processing delays or outright failures as institutions prioritize their own liquidity management. We have recent precedent for this. During the March 2023 banking stress, following the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank failures, several smaller institutions temporarily restricted wire transfers and delayed ACH processing to preserve liquidity. Some fintech companies experienced payment processing disruptions that their customers directly felt. Here's your engineering preparedness checklist. First, map your settlement dependencies. Create documentation showing which banks settle which payment types. Where does your ACH origination settle? Who's your wire beneficiary bank? Where does card acquiring settlement flow through? Identify concentration risks where too much volume flows through a single institution. Second, establish backup processing relationships. Negotiate contingency agreements with 2 to 3 backup processors. Yes, these will carry higher per transaction costs, typically a premium of 0.2 to 0.5%. They may require pre-funding or reserve accounts that tie up working capital, but for critical payment flows, this is worthwhile insurance. Third, implement settlement monitoring and alerting into your operations. Automate detection of unusual settlement delays. Set alerts for ACH returns exceeding baseline thresholds, wire processing times exceeding 4 hours for same-day requests, and batch settlement completion beyond your SLA windows. You want to detect settlement stress early before it becomes customer-visible failures. Fourth, prepare customer communication templates in advance. Have pre-approved messaging ready for payment delays. During a crisis is not the time to be drafting customer communications from scratch. The companies that maintained customer trust during March 2023 stress had these communication plans ready. Now, let's address the regulatory dimension, because BaaS compliance costs are rising significantly. Banking regulators are responding to fintech-related bank failures with much stricter BaaS oversight. The OCC, FDIC, and Federal Reserve have all issued multiple guidance documents over the past year, tightening third-party risk management requirements. Here's what we're anticipating. Higher sponsor bank capital requirements are coming. Banks supporting fintech programs will likely need to hold additional capital buffers, which increases program costs by 10 to 20%. Enhanced due diligence standards mean more extensive compliance reviews, more audit requirements, more ongoing monitoring. We may see concentration limits implemented, potentially capping fintech program deposits as a percentage of bank capital. And critically, emergency lending facilities from the Federal Reserve may favor traditional banking activities over fintech partnerships, meaning your BaaS partner might not get the same backstop access in a crisis. For development teams, this translates to tighter integration between engineering and compliance systems. You need enhanced API audit trails with logging and retention extending 7 years or more for all banking transactions. Implement real-time compliance monitoring with automated checks against transaction limits, suspicious activity patterns, and regulatory reporting requirements. Build unified program health dashboards that show technical performance metrics alongside regulatory metrics in a single view. Budget for a 20 to 30% increase in compliance engineering headcount over the next 18 months. The companies treating compliance as pure overhead versus integrated engineering function will face program suspensions. This is infrastructure engineering work, not just a legal checkbox. Let me give you the strategic positioning view, because the debt cycle's eventual correction creates a clear bifurcation in fintech business models. The winners in this environment will be vertical integrators with proprietary data. Think Toast, Shopify, vertical SaaS plus payments companies. Their transaction data enables superior underwriting that maintains margins even under pressure. Payment infrastructure companies focused on core payment revenue will outperform, because that revenue is less affected by credit cycles than lending revenue. And alternative rails builders have a significant opportunity to build non-bank financial infrastructure, whether that's blockchain settlement, direct RTP integration, or FedNow infrastructure. The losers will be horizontal lenders without differentiation, the generic personal loan and undifferentiated BNPL providers.
single-sponsor BOS dependencies become operationally unmanageable, and undercapitalized credit products with only 6 to 12 months of runway lack sufficient time to pivot before market conditions deteriorate further. From a career development perspective, for fintech engineers, the most valuable skills are shifting: multi-partner integration expertise, the ability to engineer for BOS diversity, command's premium compensation, treasury and risk management systems experience. Building the infrastructure that traditional banks have maintained for decades is increasingly valuable. Compliance automation skills, making regulatory overhead scalable through engineering rather than headcount, is becoming critical. And alternative rails and blockchain expertise for non-bank settlement infrastructure represents emerging opportunity. The engineers who can bridge traditional banking infrastructure patterns with modern fintech agility will command premium compensation as companies re-architect their entire stack for resilience. Let me close with concrete action items, because this briefing should drive immediate changes in your planning. This sprint, complete these three tasks. First, inventory your current BOS partner dependencies. Create a detailed dependency map showing which services rely on which banks. Make this visible to your entire engineering organization. Second, request capital adequacy and treasury exposure data from your current sponsor banks. You need transparency into their balance sheet risks. Third, review your incident response runbooks. Do they actually cover sponsor bank failures? If not, that's a critical gap.